Hey everyone, welcome back to the chat. I am just loving this boost in my WoW content lately. I said it last time. I don't know what about my subpar playing or grasp of the war content that you guys like, but I'm here for it. If you want more of it, let me know. Maybe I'll look into doing some lore podcasts or something like that. That takes a lot of research, so it won't be this one. This one will be about the trailer and everything, and the new 6-month transmog that just irks me in so many ways. So, let's get into it. So, I saw the trailer. I've watched the trailer a few times, and I kind of like how they had to use in-game graphics this go around, because normally we'll get like this huge ass cinematic that kind of explains the story, and they had to use the in-game graphics for it this go around because of, you know, lack of workers, be it Blizzard shit hiring policies or, you know, the COVID. But they were stuck using in-game graphics, and I kind of liked it because now people are more prepared if they were to buy WoW. Like, what they're gonna get. Like, 9 times out of 10, I'm pretty sure, like, new players have seen, like, the amazing cinematics that we normally get and go, oh my god, these graphics are beautiful, and then they get it, and it's, like, Warcraft's decent, but, like, not the cinematic graphics, which I like the Warcraft graphics. I have become so used to them at this point that, you know, it adds to the cheesecake to me. Like, it's so cheesy, some of the stuff, that it's purely enjoyable. But I do remember, like, when I watched the Cataclysm trailers, and then I went to go play the game for the first time, I was like, what the fuck is this? So, if you don't know, I started playing around Cata. So, it is kind of nice to when you take the bullshit off and you're like, oh, okay, so this is what the graphics are gonna look like. And the graphics are still fine, but I also think it's giving away, it's giving away a lot of the cutscenes, because the abduction and all that stuff, I pray they put that in game. I pray that's not just a side thing that you gotta go to YouTube to watch. But it also gave away something very interesting, the change in Sylvanas' model. We knew that was happening, but it was nice to see it on screen. So it was also really nice to see, like, the jailer. I thought he looked really imposing. Like, don't get me wrong, I think N'Zoth is very, very scary looking, but at the end of the day, one good right hook to the eye and he's down. I thought, you know, okay, let's be honest, how often do we have to kill Sargeras and kill Jaden and Arkmon? They aren't that threatening looking. Like, anymore. I'm pretty sure, like, the first Warcraft and, like, you know, Classic and all that stuff, yeah, they looked kind of, imposing, but now it's like, we done beat your ass so many times by now that it's not even a thing anymore. And don't get me started on Gul'dan's old decrepit ass, like, yeah, I know he's a powerful warlock, and I know as a warlock that he is technically the in-game representative of my class, but at the same time, he ain't nothing but, like, an old orc. Like, a good wind could knock Gul'dan down. That's why he always has to, like, manipulate people. He can't, like, physically do the stuff himself anymore. It's like, I'm going to manipulate an entire race to kill itself so I can get power. And then I'm going to manipulate another race to start my war, because I would get my ass kicked by all the humans in Azeroth. weak villains aside, I really haven't been intimidated by any real threat that I've seen. Like, I'm intimidated when I'm playing. When I'm playing the game, I'm like, that looks like a big thing. I ain't going over there a lot because me looking around my surroundings sucks. Like, when I did the war campaign for BFA, there were many a times I was like, I'm going to take the path least tracked because I don't want to have to deal with getting killed. And trust me, I get killed a lot. I don't want to do it because I don't want to get killed. But then I end up being okay. I end up, like, getting through it by playing smart. But, like, I don't know, you know the quest line where you had to go with Gallywix? And I mean, anytime you go with Gallywix, you're, like, up for getting killed. Because Gallywix doesn't give a fuck about your life. He just gives a fuck about the bottom line. And who scares him. Like, whoever pays him the most and whoever scares him the most has his loyalty. And I can respect that greedy bastard. Except for when I'm the one getting killed. So, you know when you're in, like, that haunted red forest during BFA? And you're trying to figure out the Azerite problem? Yeah, I didn't like that area at all. I kept getting lost and getting my ass handed to me by all the creatures in that area. And I didn't like it. It was like the snowy area. And I made it through fairly okay. But at the same time, I like cursed Gallywix the whole time. I was like, this fucking goblin. He's out here trying to get me killed again. And then the second time, they're like, you have to go with Gallywix again. I'm like, the fuck I am? I do not like him. I'm pretty sure there's like a lot of people who don't like Gallywix. I just think he's just such a dick. Like, unless you are, like I said, hardcore useful to him, you're pretty much, like, up for fodder. But I did like working with Rexxar. I have, like, the softest spot for Rexxar. He is so cool and chill, and, like, he makes you want to be a hunter more. Even though I know he's technically not your class representative, unless you want him to be. Like, I have a Beastmaster hunter. Rexxar is my class representative. I don't care. So it was nice to work with him when you did the battlefront stuff. I don't even know what the hell it's called. When you took over, like, lands from the Alliance on the Horde side. I have not really done a lot of the story stuff from the Alliance perspective, which I should have done, but I didn't. So I did some stuff. Not a lot. Like, not a lot to make a difference. Most of the campaign stuff I did from the Horde side, because those were where my higher characters were. But, you know, sooner or later, one of these days, you'll get high enough where you can go back and do it. Like, I'm pretty sure once I finished doing all this stuff, I'll go back, I'll make a tune, and then go back and do BFA. I might just have one of my characters, my druid, go through the BFA stuff, which isn't, like, bad. Like, I don't even know if she can. I'm pretty sure I just have to go straight into Shadowlands with her, so I might make a character and go through BFA again just to do the Alliance side, because I've done the Horde side. And then, like, part of me is like, bitch, you can just go on YouTube and watch it, which I do have some WoW YouTubers that I watch and watch them live stream stuff, and I could just do that. I might just do that. Because BFA was just Mr. Pandaria 2.0. The worst version. Like, at least Garrosh, you could kinda see as what he was doing as being evil. But Sylvanas, you're like, I think we jumped the gun? Maybe? Like, I know she was doing some tricky shit, but you as a character didn't know the tricky shit she was doing. Like, that's the thing. That's the thing about these narratives. Unless it's an informed narrative, your character should not be willing to, like, commit all the treason. Like, I've seen parts of it were, yeah, Sylvanas was doing some fucked up shit, but you, as the characters, didn't know Sylvanas was doing the fucked up shit. And I think Blizzard wrote themselves into it, like, a little corner, because they wanted Sylvanas to be the villain. They wanted that Lich Queen, but they didn't want to go all the way. Like, I think the problem is Warcraft has too many Sylvanas fans. Like, I didn't think Garrosh had a lot of fans, so therefore they can go the full Monty, the full evil coat of makeup that they did on Garrosh. But Sylvanas, on the other hand, is too loved. Too many people love her. And therefore, you can't half-ass a full heel turn. You know, if you want her to go full genocide, then you should have just let her go full genocide. She burned down a tree of innocence. I should not still see that there's some gray in this matter, because at the end of the day, we're at war. This was an act of war, yes, but she is the war chief. Therefore, you kind of have to follow what she does. It's no different than the freaking Night Elves going all full Night Warrior on the Horde just based off something Sylvanas did. Like, I'm over here like, I think Tyrande's actually overreacting a little bit. Just a little bit. And I get she's mad. I get what happened at Teldrassil was bullshit. But she's sitting here like, I will not work with the Horde unless they give us Sylvanas. Anduin's like, they don't have Sylvanas. She betrayed them too. I don't care. I want all the Horde dead. And he's just like, I can't with you today. Just go. So, it's kind of like, you have all these acts of aggressions on both sides. And yes, Sylvanas was very much right when she said, how long will this peace last? Because it never lasts long. Somebody instigates something between the Horde and the Alliance. Now, did I do the traitor route? Yes. Why? Because I like Saurfang. I think he's cool people. And did I ever... I had intentions of doing the Loyalist. I just never got around to doing it. I had two characters pretty much set up to do both. So I just never got around to doing it. And I would have done the Loyalist, because at the end of the day, Sylvanas is a cool ass character. She always will be. And like, I know a lot of people are like, but she did such terrible things. We're at war. I don't expect her to be handing out kittens and giving out cookies. I expect her to be coming up with strategies. Yes, at the end of the day, Saurfang did a dumb and he betrayed everybody. And then he went and got Thrall. Thrall is so removed from everything. Like, I don't have the good warm feelings of Thrall as my war chief, because again, I came in Kata, so I've been dealing with war chief madness for like a couple of expansions now. So the fact that they keep bringing Thrall in when he doesn't want to be part of anything is kind of silly to me. And the fact that they keep repeating this, like, they are bending over backwards to make the Horde out to be these evil, easily corruptible characters when the Alliance are ready to slit Anduin's throat. Like, I want the next expansion to finally be the Alliance Civil War. Like, Gen is the main one who starts most of the conflicts. Like, you think, like, they set it up that he's going to be the dick in every game. And I like Gen. I think he is so cool. I love his wolf form. But every freaking expansion, he is over here not listening, escalating matters further, plotting behind scenes, and nothing. Anduin's just like, nah, Gen, it's cool, we're cool. Because he was daddy's friend. No, I'm waiting. I'm like salivating over the thought of Tyrande and Gen starting an Alliance Civil War next time, and then like they oust Anduin, and then finally the Horde gets to come in to be the good guys that they actually are. Because at the end of the day, the Horde are just a bunch of misfits that the Alliance didn't want. I just went on a whole ass tangent, didn't I? I was supposed to be talking about the trailer, wasn't I? The trailer was good. Sorry. I did like the trailer. I'm not gonna lie.
It was cool, and it is cool to see the jailer, and he is so scared. I'm gonna be like, I don't want to go mess with him this whole game. I cannot wait. I probably will, like I said, play a little bit this weekend since they have it free for the weekend. And God, I went on a whole thing. I really need to rein that in. Okay. On a lighter note, I want to kind of talk about these ugly ass transmogs that they have for the 6 month subscription. I know if you buy the 6 month, you normally get something like cosmetic, amount of pets, or occasionally a transmog. I haven't seen a transmog since I've been playing, but could they have picked anything less intimidating? Like, I know for BlizzCon, you got like furry Yeti pajamas, which I thought was cute. But these, I can't. Like, the wings, I can see if you're cosplaying something in game, you know, our peers. And the pants are decent. I think the pants are fine. But the boots, I don't like pointed boots, anything. So I think the boots are kind of ugly, honestly. And I think the top as well as the headpiece is kind of dumb looking. And I don't want to like piss off the person who designed these. I don't like them. I really don't like them. And I'm going to give you guys my honest opinion about it. And like, I'm not a transmog person. I do like to have a nice transmog, and mostly because I'm gonna be looking at this character. I like them to look nice, but right now all of my characters are wearing freaking Blood Elf Heritage armor because it is just so damn sexy. Like, the Heritage armor is so beautiful for the Blood Elves, and I'm kind of a Blood Elf whore, so the majority of my characters are Blood Elves. So, like, it has to be aesthetically pleasing to my eye for me to want to wear it. And I see it, and I'm pretty sure there are other people who are like, hell yeah, that is something. I haven't seen anybody really say it's really pretty. I think it's one, too busy. Like, there's too many colors. Like, if it was maybe just the light blue and a purple, take out the pointed shoes, I could do something with it. Maybe like add some like magenta to the wings at like the tips, and like do an ombre effect from the magenta into like that rich dark purple. Then maybe, but you get light blue, orange, yellow, navy blue with the pants and the silver outlines, as well as the silver shoes that are pointed and ugly. And I am not a kind of person who even wears shoes in Warcraft. Like, I was in a guild that used to give me shit because my character stayed barefoot because, well, my warlock anyway, because, and my druid. Both of them stayed barefoot because, in my mind, as a role player, warlocks and druids don't wear shoes. So, the only character that I have that would wear this, at least wear the boots, is my hunter. And my hunter is damn well not running around in jester shoes. Like, those, I hate pointed shoes. I hate them so much. Like, the whole outfit was already kind of trash, but then I saw their shoes and I'm like, ugh. And I know you could, like, not equip them, but I know I have them. And I don't get it. Like, I get pointed, like, coming to a point, but then, like, pointed and going up. I hate that. I think it's so ugly. And I know this is, like, nitpicking, but it's a nitpicking topic. So. The mask itself, I think the mask itself could go with some other stuff. Like, I'm pretty sure you could transmog that to go with another outfit if you wanted to. Like, I don't like wearing headpieces, but if the hood was not part of the mask, if I didn't have to wear the mask with the hood, I could take the mask and put it on something else. If the hood goes without the mask, I hate that. I like my character's hair, and I want to see it with the outfit. But if I am wearing a hood or something like that, I only want to see the mouth of my character. Like, I don't know. I think it's because I like stuff like this. I like to see my characters looking intimidating to a point. So if my character's faces are covered up, I don't want to see majority of it. If I could get away with it, my characters would either have most of their bottom half of their faces covered up with just their eyes exposed, or the majority of the top part of their face covered up with just their mouth exposed. So that's kind of why I like the mask. I like the mysteriousness of it. And I would put it with something else. Like, I would transmog out another helmet and just with the mask on. If I could do that. If with the mask comes the hood, I cannot. It's just gonna be like, ew. And then the colors really don't go together. Like, it's like a sensory overload of bad color choices. Like, who got the color world and was like, this is what we're gonna do? It was just not it. It's just, no, Blizzard, come up with better color schemes. Like, a set should go together. Light blue does not go with navy blue and silver. Either make the top darker or make the bottoms lighter. If they were lighter, it'd be ugly, but it would be a cohesive ugly. If it's darker, then it's tolerable. Like, dark colors make a lot of ugly shit tolerable. So, just know, like, it's not worth me paying 6 months to, you know, get it. It's like, no. Like, if it's a mount, like, at least with a mount, you're like, But, like, an ugly transmog is like, I've seen uglier transmogs in game that I can just get with wasting my time. Like, I have a hunter. I've seen some ugly transmogs. I don't want to purchase one, you know. With all that being said, that is all the time I have today. Kinda. I'm probably gonna record another episode here right after. But that's the end of this year episode. So, Shadowlands comes out on the 23rd. And I know we're all kind of still pissed about the level squish, but I still am excited to play. I've been saying I want to play it. I can't wait to get into the lore and the different topics that we're gonna have fun, you know, learning stuff we're gonna learn about the afterlife in Azeroth and the afterlife in different areas of the universe. Like, maybe we'll see more stuff about the universe and learn about, like, other worlds like we do with Argus. I can't wait. And I thank you guys for listening to me prattle on about dumb shit for half an hour, and to continue to listen to me prattle on about dumb shit for half an hour at a time. And I will see you guys in the next one. Bye.